but not yet he has got a rati, but he is now going to get a rati. These are all of that time.
Not yet rati.
No.
But that means sadhana stage?
Sadhana stage, but
highest.
It is the last and highest Ashakti. Stage.
Ashakti.
In very few days, rati will be achieved.
More than rati.
Ashakti also. Last stage of ashakti.
Last stage. Very high.
Very high.
So this is not the ankura of Mahabhav.
No.
The ankura of
Bhav.
This is the first stage for being platform of Bhav.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay.
Next question.
I wanted to add this term here, next page, Krama Hina Shravana.
Krama Hina Shravana.
A Kram means hearing will not have any fruit.
Hearing that has no fruit.
No fruit. So hearing should be proper.
Krama
means, and we have not even asakti, and we have not very much hankering for that thing, and what we should hear, we are not hearing in what, in pain. This should, what we should hear, we should hear in a chain.
Progressively.
So this is called Kramahina, and that and another is called Kramajukta. Kramsuddha.
Kramsuddha is good.
Good. Kram is not. Like you are hearing the birth of Krishna, but Leela.
Janma
Leela. You are hearing Vatsalya Leela. And but at once you come to Madhur Ras, these are not in Kram.
What does Kram mean?
Kram means what has been described, how described in Bhaktivinoda Swami Sinha. These are in Kram.
In order.
In order. In Jaya Dharma, all has been done in Kram.
Step by step.
Step by step. In order.
Hina means?
Hina means not in order.
Then in Brahma Samhita we see the subject matter sometimes seems to jump. It does not always seem to go in order. So maybe it is Kramahin.
So only that will not do. Krishna gave diksha to Brahma with his float. Has Krishna given diksha in float to you or me? How he gave and when he gave, at what stage?
Very advanced stage.
Very advanced stage.
Oh, yeah.
So we should come from niche,
down, low.
And to give, to have that stage.
Then.
And then we should do all these things.
Then we will think that Brahma Samhita is in order.
Not in order, but he is after some level. But it cannot be seen because it has been stated that Okira. No. From down Durga ke.
Goloka namni.
Vijadhamni saleta sasya kedi mahesh haridham tesu tesu. Tete prabhavani chayati hitasya jena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Who is Paramatma? Who is Brahma? Who is Shankar? What are their duties?
Everything.
everything is that. And after that, Krishna gave that mantra. So you can conclude with that. It is in order. We should also first know who am I, then who is Krishna, and telling of order. Who am I? Who is Krishna? What is this world? And what is prema or priti? How this prema can be achieved? Then we come to Uttama Bhakti definition, and then we do sadhan from beginning. Adau saddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajan kriya tato anartha nirdukti. And after that we should read Srimad Bhagavat accordingly. Sattva dhyan, anartha nirdukti, Kapil Devhuti Sambhat, then Kardam Sambhat, then again Vritrasu Pakhyan, Prahlad Maharaj, and after completing, then enter in 10th canto without reading Prahlad Maharaj and all other that has been described. If you read that it will be Kramhi. After that, in 10th canto also, not reading 28 chapters, only entered in jump in 29, then it is not in order. That is Kramhi.
Sometimes it says Shingara Rasa and sometimes it says Madhurya Rasa. Is there any difference in meaning when those terms are used?
Madhurya Rasa can be denoted for all three, Vatsalya, Sattva and Shingara also. But Shingara cannot denote Vatsalya and B. Only for Upapati, not for Swati also. Madhuras can be told. For Swati also, sometimes Madhur, Sakya also, Vatsalya also, and also Swatiya. But Shingara is not any of three, but only for Upapati. And Gopis, Prem, to Krishna as Upapati. This is Shingara. In Shingara, Upapati should certainly be come. Understand?
That the spiritual master, he reveals the when he reveals the name, the dress,
age,
all these things. Is it revealed by the spiritual master externally or in apricot, in his form in the lila? In other words, when one gets these different items.
Is the guru sitting in front of it? In the early part of Jiva Dharma, the guru has told all these things.
Or it could be revealed through name.
Here, Diksha Guru has told or Siksha Guru has told. It is not written.
I think earlier it mentioned, he was reading today.
But at Puri he was Siksha Guru.
That was Siksha Guru, but he got from his Diksha Guru.
no harm if he has not got this thing from his Gurudev. He can take it from Shiksha Guru also.
And it comes when the Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru is sitting in front of the disciple, or does it come internally through some instruction? How it will come?
Shiksha Guru can tell it as we are
talking.
Speaking. If Diksha Guru is not, he has been going in upper Kakinda, then Shiksha Guru can do it. And if Shiksha Guru is not there, whom you have regarded as Shiksha Guru, then we should pray God and Guru. He will give any way, any other Shiksha Guru, a very able person.
Must it come as we are talking, or may it come internally? Must it generally come?
This sadhana. So it should come outside.
As we are talking, outside, because this is sadhana.
This is sadhana. This is not siddhi. When we'll come in siddhi, then everything will.
Sarup siddhi or vastu siddhi?
Vastu siddhi, sarup siddhi. Not vastu siddhi.
Vastu siddhi means?
Sarup siddhi also contains some siksha and sadhana. Only vastu siddhi means I know, I have done. No. My sarup, Krishna sarup. And no worldly thing are there.
Which state is sarup siddhi? Is it ashakti?
Ashakti?
Ashakti state?
Bhava-bhakti.
Oh, it may come. In last time of
ashakti.
Vastu sarup siddhi? No, no, no. It is only when bhava will come. Then sarup
siddhi.
Then sarup
siddhi.
There has been siddhi. In ashakti, no siddhi.
And vastu siddhi?
Vastu when? They leave this physical body, mental body, everything. And when we'll have a ray of prema, this is the prema.
When Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were doing bhajan and they were living in Vrindavan, was that Rupa city or Vastu city?
Externally it may be told that for Siddhi.
But
they are had Vastu Siddhi also.
Because Radharani was coming, that must be Vastu Siddhi.
Both. There is no worldly body or anything.
Correct. This giving of the name, is this called Siddha Pranali? Because sometimes our Guru Maharaj criticized this process.
So process of Sahajiya, not this process.
But is it called Siddha Pranali?
This
is Siddha Pranali.
What is the actual meaning of Pranali?
Pranali means
Paddhati.
Paddhati. Paddhati means way.
Way.
Yeah.
This is Siddha Pranali. But Sahajiya don't follow this. When there is no asakti, nothing, no heart purification, they think that we are guilty and their name and everything they do in kalpana.
Imagination.
In imagination.
Did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur give this to anyone of his disciples?
He may have given.
Your Guru Maharaj did not mention to you anything on this point?
I have not clearly asked you. But he has given to so many persons about these things.
But just like your Gurudev told you certain things about himself, so how he came to know that?
He has been told to Prabhupada and by doing bhajan.
Told through bhajan or told as we are talking?
Was very near and dear to Prabhupada. As he did the service of Prabhupada, he cooked the
everything.
He messes, was always with Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not tell anyone to me. He did not tell anyone to me. But he always told Guru, our Gurudev, to me, to you, so many things. And he was always with Prabhupada. So, it is certainly hear all these things. Or after going, he can have some spirit from him. It may be. From Gurudev, we have only a hint, but he is strictly forbidden. Don't do all these things. But he has given some hints about this. And after that, I read all these books and I
realized
something. And I know that only the mercy of our Gurudev. But a little what I have realized by according to his mercy as gone out. Or I have greed, not anything, but greed I have by the mercy of our Gurudev.
Our Guru Maharaj very carefully concealed within his heart all of his
our Gurudev also, Srila Prabhupada also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, and Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all concealed it. But yet,
how others have found out about Prabhupada, I think his Manjari form is known or not?
He's asking how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur
and Bhaktivinoda Thakur
and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, their identity is known. How?
If they kept it secret, how it was found out? It is known.
By their activities, one who is in
upper level,
they can imagine.
I think Sridhar Maharaj wrote one poem at the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, isn't it? That there was.
I cannot say. But I have. Prabhupada has written anywhere.
He has or has not?
Certainly he has done. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has done.
They have revealed personally.
We saw our Guru Maharaj sometimes when he was speaking or singing on some occasion, perhaps a dozen times over many years, that he became completely stunned and he could not speak and he was just totally right in the middle of either lecture or in singing, and it was always about Radha and Krishna. I saw it 3-4 times, always on that subject. One time he was singing Jai Radha Madhava and he became completely stunned. Another time he was talking about when Sanatana Goswami became free from the jail, and then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu breath, and then our Guru Maharaj could not speak. Times like that. And then after some minutes he would simply say, chant Hare Krishna, and he stopped everything.
Now our Guru Maharaj also asked me so many times this. Began to speak and sometimes became soundless, nothing. and then he used to do by tell by him us to read and to go on. So many cases. Here Mathura I have seen. Once I was telling him, he was on bed and not sleeping,
resting.
I told him that someone tells that Jiva Goswami was not a Rasik Vaishnava. What I see in Gopal Champu, that he is very, very, very Rasik. I began to tell what was written in Gopal Champu. Dambandhandila. Yashoda has is trying to type Krishna. And the trees fall down and Krishna in the middle seems here and there. And at once from Brahmanda Ghat, Nanda was going to take bath. He at once heard the sound of falling train. And then he returned and saw that Krishna is there. When Krishna saw towards father, began to weep and weep loudly. At that time, the Bandhan was there, Dukal was also there. Nandlama was astonished and he came at once to Krishna and took Krishna in his lap. Krishna was weeping so loudly, so Nanda Baba also used to weep. Then he did like this to Krishna and gave some laddu, you know, to Krishna. Krishna was weeping, was coming less,
yes, pacified.
But this was good. So, Nanda Baba told him, who has that Hindu? Bandha kaun? After waiting some time, Krishna weeping told my mother, has that Hindu? This mother is so cruel. Then he began to untie. Sridham Madhumangal and Balaram could not untie, but Nanda Baba untied it and asked Krishna, who has untied? Then he, smiling but yet listening, Krishna began to smile and told that Baba has untied. Nanda Baba was at that time very angry to Yashoda. He could not speak a single word to Yashoda. Neither he rebuked, neither he told anything. This is advanced stage of anger. He took Krishna and Baldev here and there, went to take bath, and taking bath he returned to house. It was midday. He got something, milk and misery. He gave it to Krishna and Baldi. He did not take nothing. Store fasting. No today cooking. Yashoda was breathing in her room quite separately. All are breathing, are doing chinta. What today will be? In the evening, when night was coming, some old ladies, like Upanand's wife, Rohini and all others. The Vith Balde came to Nanda Baba at the front door, and they told Balde, go and catch hold of Balde and bring it to us, and we will give it to Yashoda, Krishna. Balde went and catch hold, but Krishna got so much that he fell down. Balde could not catch him. Then all the world came to Nanda Baba and Krishna. They told Krishna that, oh, your mother is very lazy of waiting. You should go to your mother. Krishna, I will not go. Where we stay in night? To Nanda Baba, Baba, to whom you will play with Balde, what you will take, what you will eat, and do the mystery. But I will not go. That is told that if your mother is dies, not dies, but by signal death. At once Krishna began to weep so loudly, mother, mother, mother. And he held his arms. Oh mother, that everyone there, all began to weep. Then he went on the laps of Rohini. Rohini takes it to Krishna.
He was very much anxious, but now he began to cry fully, as if any sons died and took him to the father. And after that, Krishna also began to be all that scenery he has written in so vibrantly that everyone can read. Hearing this, our Guruji began to read loudly. And after that, he began like this. So, no telling anything about that. But if even something is, a man knows who has something. If you are doing grace, and just met me in your life, we should do honestly our sadhana. Krishna and Gurudeva all arranged. They have arranged everything, how to take this boy to this year, like Bhakti Kumar.
So, when are we going on Parikram? We have got a new bus, Mercedes bus, brand new. You will be the first one to go in it, and it is just perfect bus. We have seen a Yogyapati, remember? Hanuman. So he will carry us. It is his bus. So he's like Hanuman. And it is proper that the first place it should go would be to some very good place of Srimati Radhika. Or wherever you say. As you say. So you must say now when we go and where we go. It can hold 7 people. It is a very good bus. Comfortable?
The journey it will take much time, I fear, but short journey, less time.
You decide what will be convenient to you. If it is too much inconvenience, then don't do it.
More than 4 hours, it may be inconvenient.
So you just say which place and we will be agreeable. We don't have to go to every place.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go where you think we should go. You consider what
and the time, how long
you consider the time, you consider who we are, you consider your own desire, and accordingly yourself.
How many days?